right. Hi, guys. Welcome to the next episode of Dot Game. For this episode, I am joined once again with Andrew Parsons, who's here to talk about some exciting news that he has today.
Yeah, cool.
Welcome to the show again.
Thank you, Stacey.
It's always a pleasure to have you.
It's great to be here.
All right, so I'm going to let you do it. What is your news?
Well, I'm actually really excited. I almost said super excited, but I know that's a Microsoft thing, so I'm just going to say I'm really excited about our new contest we're relaunching, Dream Build Play 2017.
Awesome. So it's a relaunch. Actually, I'd heard about it a little bit when you and I had talked, mm-hmm. and funny enough, I mentioned it to a peer of mine, and he's like, oh, you are?
Which is pretty much the reaction when we talk about it. So Dream Build Play, it was a games contest that we ran for about 5 years.
Okay.
Every year we had hundreds of games. Some big games were like Dust Elysian Trail and Cloudberry Kingdom. Those kind of games are actually in the contest back before they were actually hits. Right? And so it ran for 5 years. It was all around X and A for Xbox 360 and Windows Phone. Mm-hmm. We've been on hiatus for a while. We've had almost 5 years off, actually. And so it's time to bring it back. And so this year we're launching bigger and better. It's going to be awesome.
This is awesome. I'm really excited and bummed because I'm Microsoft, so I'm assuming that means I don't get to participate.
You can participate, but you can't win. Sorry. No.
That's all right.
It's for indie devs, right? So we allow teams of up to 7 people to actually participate. It could be a single guy or girl doing it, but up to teams of 7. So Microsoft employees would probably be a little bit out of that.
We don't count. Okay. That's all right. I'm used to that. Okay, so you touched on one of it. So teams of up to 7 people.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, it's been categories that you've been judged on, right?
Yeah, and so this year for Dream Build Play 2017, we're going to have 4 categories of competition.
Okay.
It's all around Universal Windows Platform, and to encourage developers, indie devs, to actually explore the functionality and the features that you can actually use to make a game perhaps even better,
mm-hmm.
using UWP.
Okay.
And so we have 4 categories. Each one has at least $25,000 first prize, which actually is pretty
quite
sweet.
Big. Yeah.
And so we've got best Windows game, best Xbox game, best mixed reality game, and best game that actually uses Azure as its back end. And so we're really trying to help developers, you know, explore the full stack of what Microsoft has to offer for them.
Okay, so let's say I create a game and it's a mixed reality game that has something in Azure. Do I qualify for 2 categories?
You can enter both categories.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Okay. So categories, great prize pool.
Yeah.
Up to 7 teams. Is there any requirement on the engines that you can use?
No, not at all. In fact, we've got a couple of great partners with Metalware that we're already working with. In fact, we're launching the event, launching the contest, I should say, at Unity's Unite event in Amsterdam on June 27. And so that would be one of our partners, but we have a lot of other partners as well that are helping us out, and we're going to have like sort of surprise in progress announcements throughout the contest. The Dream Build Play itself runs for the contest runs for 6 months, June 27 through to December 31st.
Okay.
And then I'll talk about the finalists and judging and stuff in a minute. But for that 6 month period, we're going to actually announce extra challenges and mini sort of quests and stuff to keep people really interested and engaged.
Okay.
And so some of the partners I'm not going to announce today, but it's actually a really exciting thing that. Seeing the whole industry actually wanting to support this because it's all about getting that next generation of indie game dev out there in a world spotlight and using sort of modern technologies and techniques. So
makes sense. So for these mini challenges that'll happen throughout is there any kind of reward for those challenges as you do them?
Some will have just glory, but others will actually have prizes and stuff, and that will be announced as those challenges get announced.
Okay.
Even maybe the ultimate prize pool for the 4 prime categories may also be enhanced as well. So
is the only requirement then that's tied to this, or when I say requirement, I kind of mean more on like the implementation side. So
mm-hmm.
You're targeting kind of universal, so I'm assuming it's a UWP, you can't submit like a Win32.
Correct.
And then in addition to that, is there, so it's a contest. I know it's not a game jam, but sometimes there's like themes or certain kind of criteria that you have to adhere to. Will there be anything along those lines?
Not for the contest. Dreamville Play is all about letting devs really explore their creativity. We did explore doing themes, but I just want to, for this particular iteration, mm-hmm. just let it go. And so Universal Windows Platform is the technology requirement. And apart from that, it's really just let's see what they can do. And so, you know, we're looking at do games actually not just use UWP, but do they use some of those Windows features that could be really interesting? I keep talking to different devs about things like inking or Cortana. Like, how would you actually do really interesting things with those stuff? But not just those things. The fact that we now allow Xbox Live Creators program to actually let you build games and publish to Xbox. That's why this Xbox category exists.
Yeah.
But also, how do you implement those Xbox Live services available through Creators program on a Windows game?
Yep.
And how do we use Mixer and the APIs that Mixer actually allows us to have that interaction between developer, player, and watchers, mm-hmm. and actually have the game change based on what the watchers are doing,
yeah.
right? And so things like that are really interesting. And then, of course, seeing how developers are going to market the game and the whole business angle as well, how they can actually react to analytics. And it's really helping devs explore the full gamut of what they need to do to build a game. And we're trying to help them out.
Yeah, and so it sounded like when you and I kind of spoke a little while, it's been a long morning.
Yeah.
A little while ago, we did talk a little bit about these challenges, and, mm-hmm. and it are they kind of geared to help kind of keep you engaged, but also help you kind of learn something new.
Yeah, and so one of the key parts that our team has really been focused on is to make sure that we're trying to make Dreamville Play more than just a contest, right? It's an experience, it's a community, it's an initiative to really help. Us put ourselves out there mm-hmm. For the indie dev community. And so part of that is to really help out. And so when you take part in Dreamville Play, you'll actually get a series of learning opportunities as well. Like we'll send through emails and it'll be blog posts, and hopefully you and I will continue to do regular check-ins.
Yes.
About how it's going. But that it's not just, hey, register and we'll see you in 6 months.
Yeah.
It's, hey, register and we're going to help you out with tips and techniques on how to implement Mixer or how to actually use Creators Program and how to sign up for Windows Store. And then some more technical stuff. How would you actually, use Unity to actually do this particular graphics element in a mixed reality game?
Yeah.
And so those things will come along through that experience.
Yeah.
It's really about that. So
I mean, it sounds like, and this actually feeds into my next question, mm-hmm. it sounds like the goal is really not to take a game that you already have that's existing, slap on, say, Creators, so you can release it on Xbox and call it good. It's really come in, which definitely, if you guys have any games, definitely do that, bring them over to Creators, but not necessarily part of this program. But it's really more kind of formulate a team and let's go down a 6 month journey together where we learn something new, hopefully, and something cool, and we build something awesome, and we have fun, and hopefully at the end you've won and made some prizes.
Yeah. So that's actually a really good question that it has two sort of sides to it.
Yeah.
One, make sure if you are going to go into the competition, you look at the terms and conditions and the rules.
Yeah.
So that you don't actually take a game that you've been building for 2 years and put it in. Like, I think the rules actually say it needs to be something that you've started recently.
Okay.
So just check that. But the second one is what you're talking about with teams. And so part of the experience is not just, hey, I'm going to do this solo, or I've got a team of three or four of us that are already working on a game and we're going to do it together. But maybe you're a graphics guy, or maybe you're an audio engineer, right? And you've got this one specialty and you want to take part.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that you may not be able to do the full game experience. So Dreamville Play is going to have that ability for you to actually matchmake, basically,
mm-hmm.
and find other people who are in that same boat. So maybe there is a team that's already formed where they've got their devs, they've got a Unity expert, they've got stuff, but they don't have an audio engineer. Wouldn't it be great if you were the audio guy and audio girl and you were actually able to meet them and actually jump into their team for Dreamville Play?
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool. So that's something that we're really trying to drive to. So
okay, so there'll be kind of some way for them to maybe go register
yep.
or search or find other people.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Which actually feeds me into my next question, which is how do people sign up or find out more information?
Yeah. Yeah, and so it's all going to be embedded into the Windows Dev Center.
Okay.
But the easiest way to do it is www.dreambuildplay.com.
Okay.
And that's going to redirect to the right place. From there, you can actually find out information about the contest, what the prizes are, any other challenges we've already announced, and then register. And then that's now, and then in about a month, we'll actually open it up for people to actually start registering and submitting their games themselves, as well as or doing that matchmaking, sort of meeting and greeting to form teams.
And actually, you kind of opened up two more questions for me.
Sure.
So many questions. So is there any is there a registration period? And then registration's cut off, and then you're...
No, so we open June 27. People can actually register from that date all the way through to the close, which is December 31st.
Okay.
I did promise that I would talk about finals and
stuff. That was my other question.
And so at December 31st, we will then take all the submissions at that point, and we will send email reminders and everything, so you don't miss the boat and go, oh no, I forgot to send it in. We're going to help you remember that. But December 31st are cut off. January 2nd, we're going to start the judging period for the initial phase, right? And so we'll take the however many games. Previous years it's been a few hundred, like 300, 400, 500 in one year sort of games. We're going to take all of those and pass them through a judging process. The actual rules actually state what the judging criteria are, so you can see that. Fun factor is like the biggest criteria, but we do have some other things in there you're going to want to have a look at.
Okay.
We're going to pass all those games through a judging panel through that criteria and select the top three of each of the four categories to be finalists. At that point, at the end of January, we're going to announce those finalists, and we're actually going to do a live grand final experience with a world-class judging panel. And those 12 teams actually being able to present to that industry panel, and then finally we'll ultimately choose the winners.
So when you say live, does that mean live for anyone who participated or has been following along to also be able to view?
Correct. And so I say live because we haven't finalized the details, and I'm actually really excited about the direction we're headed, leveraging off a lot of the cloud stuff that we're doing with Mixer and Skype and all those other really cool things we do online. We're looking at how we actually can make that work.
That's awesome.
with the Mixer team. It's actually going to be really interesting, rather than maybe do a big, huge grand final in an arena and stuff have a limited number of people be able to take part, but we're trying to make it a much more interactive online experience that anyone in the world could actually watch, not just the people who registered, but other devs and other interested people, gamers and things.
Yeah, and I mean, for the finalists, that's fantastic exposure into the game that you created. Even if you don't make it, I mean, that's still a lot of people that are going to get to kind of see your baby, your creation.
Exactly. And that's actually a good point, because one of the other things we're going to do is, when you submit your game, part of the requirement of your submission is not just the game, but some screenshots that highlight how the game looks, a little short video in case that we have issues playing the game that actually shows it off. But we're going to have a second purpose for those screenshots and video. We're going to actually use those as a way to sort of highlight the quality of games that we're actually being receiving. And so after judging's closed, we're not going to reveal stuff. But after that, we're going to start profiling and reaching out to some of those participants and saying, hey, do you want to be profiled on maybe a Dot Game episode or on a blog post to sort of document not just your game, but your experience in building that game. And as you say, maybe further exposure of what you've been doing.
Yeah, I personally find hearing other developers' experience, especially as you're going through, creating a game, just fascinating. So many people can learn so much from an experience, and I think a lot of times when you're kind of knee deep in it, you realize that you are having a unique experience in a lot of cases, and you are experimenting, and especially with something like this where it's pushing people kind of out. In a lot of cases, I'd assume at least, out of your comfort zone, creating a Mixer thing or, learning telemetry and how that feeds into something unique about your game and all of that stuff. And so you really will have a lot of unique experiences that a lot of people can learn something off of, and it's, kind of really giving back to the
community. Exactly. In fact, one of the challenges I'm I've proposed and we haven't finalized, and you know, so this may not actually happen, guys. is actually to do a challenge, basically as a documentary of your journey challenge, right? And basically record your experience throughout the 6 months, and show you the highs and lows of actually what you've gone to actually build that game. And then, you know, we'll get those and you know, maybe highlight two or three of them as, you know, great experiences that people had. I'm actually myself going to try for the 6 month period, build a game from scratch, all the way through to publishing on Xbox and Windows using Creators Program and Mixer and Game Mode, probably sharing a lot of pain, but I'm going to try and do like a weekly check-in and say, okay, well, I didn't make any progress this week, guys. You know, I've been hit. I hit a wall here or there, and yeah. But I haven't built a game for a few years now, so I'm thinking this is going to be an interesting challenge for me too.
Do you have some good ideas floating around already?
I've got three sort of game concepts that I'm trying to decide between. I'm like, should I actually let other people decide and put out a vote? But I don't know if I should do that.
Maybe we should talk about that. We could put a vote at the bottom of this game or at this video.
Sure.
That'd be pretty cool. I might have to participate myself and jump in on the bandwagon.
Maybe we should form a team that's not officially in the contest.
That might be fun. I think that's all the questions that I have. I mean, I love this program. I love what you guys are doing with it, or this contest. I don't know why I called it a program, but I love this contest. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that I guess anyone should kind of know before we wrap up?
No, I don't think so. I think Dream Build Play, as we mentioned, it ran for 5 years, hugely successful, hugely popular.
Mm-hmm. What I have heard,
right?
Yes.
And even now, when we go to game events, we don't even have to actually bring it up. Other people bring it up to us, right? I have a colleague, shout out Clint Woon.
Clint.
Who actually said someone at GDC came up to him and said, hey, you're going to bring back Dream Build Play, right? Because it made my career. The game I built there actually then launched me off into, you know, the success that I am now.
Yeah.
And I want other, you know, indies up and coming to actually have that opportunity. So it's like, that's actually really exciting that even now, a few years after the last iteration, we have that kind of passion for the contest. So that's going to be cool. I've always done games contests. I was sort of captain on the Imagine Cup games competition for 6 or 7 years, and that was a lot of fun as well. Met a lot of really talented students. I'm hoping some of those are still around and that they actually take a part in this as well.
You know, going back to the, you know, somebody coming up and asking about that, that's awesome for the contest. And it also is just total sappy moment. It warms my heart on the indie community. Like, just having somebody who doesn't necessarily have a vested interest in it, but cares about the other people that are going and learning and and going through this. And it's so nice to, I love the indie developer community.
So do I.
They are great. All right, well, thank you so much for joining on the show.
Of course.
I think it's pretty safe to say that we'll have kind of updates here on the show throughout the contest.
Yes.
So pay attention to this. You know, follow Andrew on Twitter. I'll have your Twitter. I don't know if you are you going to have any sort of.
Yeah, I'll be doing regular blogs and tweets and updates, and I'll keep, you know, as much as possible, include stats. Here's how many teams are in, or, you know, do some little competitive stuff. How many teams are in the Xbox category versus the Windows category, or how many teams have been formed from US versus the UK or India or Australia? Just to keep things, you know, interesting.
Light that little fire.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for watching, guys, and I will see you next time.